Hi, this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week we're talking to some Tucsonans about having backyard chickens. And I'm here in the studio with...
Elizabeth Reeves.
Lucia Mina Greaves.
How old are you, Lucia?
9.
What school do you go to?
Borton Primary Magnet.
So tell me, how many chickens do you have?
We have 8.
So did you buy a coop or did you build your own coop?
We built our own. It was sort of fun.
What kind of maintenance does it take to have backyard chickens?
What do we have to do every day for the chickens?
Well, we have to wake up and then go outside to open up the coop and to see if they're, like, looking good. We check their water to see if it's growing moss or anything because it's an automatic water. And then we check to see if they have enough food.
Mm-hmm. And then at night we lock them up again.
How about cleaning out the coop?
Maybe once a month. Yeah. Because they spend most of the day in the yard, the coop doesn't get too bad.
What do they eat?
They just eat our table scraps unless it has onions or a lot of garlic or anything spicy on it.
Mm-hmm. So table scraps and then feed from the feed store.
How many eggs do you get typically a week?
When they're not molting, we get about once a day.
From each chicken.
Anything I'm skipping that we should mention here?
You can get chickens from all kinds of places, and we like to look in the books and the pictures and choose our chicks. And then we go to the feed store when we know they have the breeds that we want. And you can only have hens in city limits. You can't have roosters. So if it turns out that you have a rooster, you can just take them back to the feed store and they'll actually buy them back from you.
Oh, great.
Which is nifty.
Why do you feel that having backyard chickens is a good thing for the environment?
You can feed your chickens your table scraps and then their poop, you can usually like shovel up or scrape it up and then put it in the compost. Once your compost is done and like ready to be planted, and you can plant seeds and everything, and then you can, once your vegetables are ready, you can pick them and then make something, and then if you have extra table scraps, you can feed them to the chickens.
It's like a circle, huh?
And it's like the circle of life.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you would like to learn more about having backyard chickens, you can check the website backyardchickens.com. Thank you, Elizabeth and Lucia, for coming in today.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.